Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Pete Davidson is at a rehab facility to address his borderline personality disorder and PTSD. Apparently, this is actually the same facility where John Mulaney went for his support with alcohol and drug issues. I know this is really scary news, but according to Page Six and Pete's friends, Pete actually regularly goes to rehabilitation centers just for frequent check-ins. He struggled with his mental health pretty much throughout his life. But a lot of people are wondering why now, what could be triggering this?
Well, that's And the why, honestly, inconsequential, because I think what people don't realize is when you have a condition like, you know, bipolar or personality, borderline personality disorder, whatever it may be, there's maintenance. And I really commend him for recognizing he's been so open as far as talking about it and destigmatizing. Like, just because you have this diagnosis doesn't mean your life is over. Like, you can still have a very fulfilling life, but there's work to it. And so he's doing the necessary maintenance to maintain his mental well-being. And especially for a person to have that and be in the industry he's in. I just started watching Bupkis, which is a show about his life, right? It's exaggerated, but it's about him and his mom and his grandpa and his, like, his entourage friend group or whatever. And to live that lifestyle and to be, like, so have a microscope on you all the time and also be dealing with that has to exacerbate it and make it that much more difficult.
I was reading some of the comments on this, and it just made me realize, like, I've always known, but I truly realize now how much harder it is and how much more brave you have to be open about, like, anything in today's world. So for anybody like him who can be open and consistently open about something like this, I just think it's to be commended.
Especially because when you go to rehab, it becomes national news.
Yep.
Then you have Abby from The Bert Show making it a headline. Mm-hmm. And it takes, A, a lot of courage, and B, like you said, Kristen, like, healing's not linear.
Nope.
And so a lot of people had pointed out that maybe he was just going through a rougher time. A few weeks ago, we had that story where he had cursed out PETA over the voicemail after they called him out for getting a breed of dog instead of going to a shelter and adopting. And he was also charged with reckless driving after crashing his car into a home in Beverly Hills this month as well. So his friends are like, you know what, if there's one thing you can count on, when Pete knows he's got something going on, he's going to take care of it and take himself to the rehab facility. And honestly, if I'm a celeb and I got to deal with something, going away where no one can find me,
right?
Sounds amazing.
Absolutely.
Take as much time as you need be.
Mm-hmm. Kim Cattrall was revealing the demands she had to agree to come on to And Just Like That. I love that she took the high road instead of being like, well, for me to come on to the show, I needed to be kept away from people for 12 feet distance. No, she wanted to bring on the original costume designer for Sex and the City. She's also a legendary costume designer. She's worked on Emily in Paris, which is a big show when it comes to fashion, Ugly Betty, The Devil Wears Prada. So she knows what she's doing.
She does. She's like one of the, like Pat Field. I feel like when she did Sex and the City, the costume designers became celebrities in their own right because of, like, the uniqueness of her style and what she did for the characters, because the characters, their style became a part of their character and, like, what they were wearing. So the clothes just really lent to who they were and how they were portrayed. And so, yeah, I was not expecting Kim to say that. She very much took the high road in that response.
At this point, what else can you do? You know what I mean? She comes on for the cameo.
Yep.
Let's just smooth everything over in the press and enjoy when she actually comes on the show.
I'm still love-hating. Like, I have a love-hate relationship, and I'm hate-watching this show. Like, I'm still watching it.
The original?
No, the new one. And Just Like That, because it just came back.
Okay.
It just premiered, so I've watched the first two episodes of this new season. And The acting is so bad.
It's so bad. I refuse to watch it because Sex and the City was one of my favorite shows. It hasn't aged well, but it was one of my favorite shows to watch. And this show just, I think, just ruins it.
But I have to know what happens with these characters because I'm so invested because I was such a huge Sex and the City fan. So, I was watching a recent episode and I was so elated because Miranda had a scene and I'm like, that's the Miranda I know and love. Where has she been?
I missed her.
It was so well played, but I can't not watch it. Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
Just enjoy it.
Jaden Smith says his mom was the one to introduce his family to psychedelic drugs. More on that story on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.